Was this professional scammed or not? You heard from the horse's mouth just before we brought you the news at 6. But if you didn't hear, I'm going to play the horse's story for you again on today's Step Down. Welcome to the Step Down, where we step away from the hard stuff, you know, the news and current affairs and the gang hard facts, gang things, you know. And we bring you the light side, the personal side of life. And today, I'm playing for you something that a makeup artist shared on social media by herself. And in that video, Lagos, here is what she said.
Let me tell you guys my experience of getting scammed by a bride. So a while ago, my friend shared my business link on her story, and apparently this said bride saw my work, loved it, and sent me a DM. Now this lady tells me that she would like to book a session for an event she has coming up and wants to know my rate. I responded and I sent her my rate card, then politely asked what occasion the makeup was for and if she would like to book the home service or studio working session. She requested for the home service session and made full payment, which I thought was quite impressive for a first-time client. On the D-Day, I booked a ride and I got to her place with the directions that she gave me. I set up my work too and started the session. It was from this point that the situation started to get tricky. Now, there were 4 people in the room with me. The bride, side note, at this point, I had no idea she was the bride, her sister, and her 2 friends. The sister was playing an off-camera woman, and the friends were seriously guarding the entrance front door, which was weird. And it was at this point that the red flag should have started going off in my head. But I thought, it wasn't that deep. I'm just here to do my job and leave afterwards. By the time I'm almost done and doing the final touches, this old grandma comes down from the stairs and calls her bride in their language. Side note, I'm guessing the grandma was the only family member they didn't give proper orientation on their scam the makeup artist plan, because at this point, it looked like the entire family and friends were in on the plan. So I paused and I said to the girl, "Are you the bride for the occasion?" And she starts acting hurriedly like she needs to leave immediately and looks at me dead in the eye and said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "Why didn't you tell me this was a bridal job?" She starts stuttering and goes like this, "I didn't know. It's the same thing, right? Makeup is makeup." "No, ma'am, it's not." Before I could even finish saying those words, she hurriedly stood up and left to change. Her sisters and friends were already dressed up and were all waiting on her. Then I overheard the bride saying, "Pigeon, let her keep standing there. When she's tired, she will leave." You guys, I stood there in utter shock. I couldn't believe my eyes and my ears, wondering how this person that seems sweet and kind could pull such malicious plan on me. Eventually, I packed my tools, booked a ride, and headed home.
Malicious, she calls it. Lagos, do you agree with her? This makeup artist said that someone shared her business profile on social media. A bride saw it and asked her for her rates. She sent the bride her rate card. The bride looked at the rate card, did not tell her that she was a bride, simply invited her over to her house to come and do home service makeup. And so this makeup artist carries her property, her ngongo. She carry and reach the bride house, do the bride makeup finish. But because of certain movements where they move left and right, the makeup artist can't suspect, say, this woman fit be bride though. Then she can't ask the babe, "Wait, are you the bride?" The bride can't say, "Yes, I'm the bride." Now the makeup artist, by then she don't finish the makeup. She can't ask the babe, say, "Why you no tell me, say, now you be the bride?" Now the bride ask and say, "She be makeup is makeup." Meanwhile, this bride had already paid in full for the home service that the makeup artist came to the house to do. And now this makeup artist is saying that she was scammed. Do you think that she was scammed? If you're a makeup artist, do you agree with this particular makeup artist that she was scammed? If this happened to you as a makeup artist, would you say that you have been scammed? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hi,
what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Rachel,
was she scammed?
She wasn't scammed. She was paid the due service that she was called for. Bridal makeups are different from normal makeup. So maybe the bride doesn't really want all that loud bridal stuff thing and all that. So she shouldn't go about parading that she was scammed.
She wasn't scammed, Rachel says. 99.3, hello.
Hello?
Hello,
Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening. Jenny,
was she scammed?
No, she wasn't. It's just a question of living within your budget.
Okay.
So she went to the market, mm-hmm. as the bride. Mm-hmm. She saw what was on offer, and she paid for what she could afford.
Hmm.
So obviously, the young lady in question is feeling bad,
okay.
that she could have made more money, but she has to understand that there is something called exhaustion. Okay. So she got what, except if she's telling us she's been scamming people by giving the bride exactly the same makeup that she's been giving every other. There's something called vanilla, and there's something called... So she can't tell me if she was scammed, then it means that that she gave the bride the whatever, I mean, the bride... For someone like me, I didn't even know that... there are different prices.
There
as
are.
As I know. Makeup is makeup.
There are
but
different prices.
Except if she's the one that has been scamming people, if she's claiming that she, that means that she has been giving brides exactly the same vanilla,
makeup.
Plain makeup she's been giving.
And charging them exorbitantly.
At an exorbitant price.
Hmm.
So I think the woman is just, the bride is just being prudent. It's called prudence.
Okay.
You live within your means. You don't need to go all out and live above your means.
Hmm.
You negotiate for what you can afford.
Hmm.
Haven't you heard of brides that even do their own makeup?
So
she wasn't scammed.
She wasn't scammed, Jenny says. 99.3. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Andrea, good evening. Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Chris.
Praise. Was she scammed?
Chris.
I'm Chris. Chris, was she scammed?
Yeah, but I had what I mean. She said she was like, they invited her,
mm-hmm.
and she gave her a prize.
Mm-hmm.
Then the person paid in full.
Yeah.
So I must not tell you that I'm doing the makeup or not. I don't understand. So I'm doing a birthday.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I'm a wedding.
Mm.
For Christ's sake, makeup is makeup. You understand? She paid in full and leave the change for her.
Mm.
So what for? So you know what I'll maintain my secret, what I'm doing.
Mm.
Definitely she was not scammed.
Chris says she was not scammed. If you're a makeup artist listening to this, is makeup makeup. Now, I am very adept at makeup. My makeup skills are fantastic. For most of the events I attend, I do my own makeup myself. I rarely allow makeup artists to touch my face. And I don't know whether there's something different that makeup artists do. This is not me, belittling or looking down on the work of makeup artists. I honestly do not know. I'm going to need makeup artists to give us a call and let us know if there's a difference between bridal makeup and normal makeup. If that woman had packed her load and gone to the makeup artist's house and said, and the bride has said to her, oh, I'm doing makeup for brides, right? What's the different things they would do to her face that is different from inviting her to come over to come and do? Because these days brides are even doing like very nude looks, you know, and a lot of the makeup is, you know, before we get to the foundation part of the makeup, a lot of the work goes into prepping the skin. So a lot of primers, moisturizers, all kinds of things, and those items can be quite expensive. But if you use professional makeup artists a lot, they quite also come and they prep your skin and base and you do all those orishi-orishi things on your face as well. So is there still a marked difference between makeup you walk into a studio to get, makeup that they come in the house to come and do for you for a special occasion, and makeup that they do on the faces of brides? Is there still a stark difference between both? Think about it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and a makeup artist says that she was scammed because she went to do makeup somewhere for home service. And by the time she finished the makeup on the woman that invited her to her home, she found out that the woman was a bride. And so she was asking the woman, why didn't you inform me that you were a bride? And the bride looks at her and says, I have paid you in full to come and do makeup on my face, home service. So what does it matter one way or the other? Isn't makeup makeup? And the makeup artist said that she was just standing there looking at the woman in shock. And so she put it on social media, and social media very divided. Some people say, yes, she was scammed. Others say, no, she has not been scammed. And Lagos, let me tell you, while we were talking about this, my husband started messaging me on WhatsApp, ranting on WhatsApp. He said, and I quote, they've really Stockholmed all of you. It's like mothers. Abuse y'all long enough and you mistake defending your boundaries as you overstepping. How can someone want to charge you more money for the same quality of service simply because of what you want to use it for? Makeup artists are charging you for where you want to take the makeup to instead of what the quality of the makeup work is. And you all have agreed. Can't be men, no. I've been laughing. I love when he listens to my show and has opinions about what we're talking about. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Was she scammed? If you're a makeup artist, is there a difference between bridal makeup and the gengen makeup that all of you are doing now? And a lot of the makeup that makeup artists are doing nowadays, very fantastic stuff. Is there a difference between the gengen makeup you're doing now and the bridal makeup? Really? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Rita calling from Square.
Rita, Sandra. Was she scammed?
She was not scammed. But Sandra, let me tell you.
Yeah.
On my wedding day, this makeup artist, I don't understand. They will surely ask you, is it a bridal makeup or what? Mm. I told her, yeah. I said, it's a bridal makeup.
Mm.
So they were not calling big money for me that, auntie, you are the bride now. This is your wedding. You have to look good. You know, you have to pay it once. Something that you can do just once. I said, so something that I'm just doing just once, it means I have to pay more for it.
Mm.
I don't understand. So sometimes they just come out. If you just tell them you are doing wedding, they just want to charge you high because they know that it's just once that you do that wedding. So I don't know the business between them having with my wedding that I'm doing once. So what about if I do two, as my wedding comes in, maybe I go marry another man again. So I don't know. It's just, you know, when I was doing my wedding, I contact a lot of them. They were just telling me, are you the bride?
Mm.
But so if she went there without even asking whether she's the bride.
She just came for home service.
My own part, she's even wrong.
No, she sent her rate card. The babe now said, okay, come and do home service. You know, you can tell them to come and do home service.
Sandra, see, nothing happened there. The bride did not do anything. After she even gets to the bride's place, she asked the bride, are you the bride? Is the bride that makeup I'm doing for? She doesn't even have any makeup now.
But is there what's the difference between ordinary makeup and bridal makeup nowadays?
I did not even know. I mean myself, I did not even know.
Okay.
That's the only thing. I don't even know.
Hopefully a makeup artist will call in and tell us, to be honest. What's the difference, right? I really want to hear from a professional makeup artist. What's the difference between bridal makeup and regular makeup? Why is one more expensive because it's bridal makeup and the other one is not as expensive? Let's say I'm doing the makeup for my birthday photo shoot, or I'm doing it for red carpet, or I'm doing it to go on a dinner date or whatever. Why is that one not as expensive as when you hear I'm doing this one because I'm the bride? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
I've seen both. The outdoor own, maybe you are going for a party, and then the wedding own. The wedding own, they tend to overload the face with pancake.
Okay.
That even when you take the picture, it will kind of disfigure your face.
Okay.
Then the outdoor own, which is very light, like you just put on your pancake, they spray for a kind of perfume that will hold the ordinary pancake on the face.
Okay.
So even when you touch it, it will not enter your hand.
Mm.
But the other one that is for wedding is overfilled. They call it filling.
Mm.
So if there is any little hole in your face or a mark, that pancake that is so thick, continues filling it until it turns out to be like the baby.
Mm.
So it depends on the one you want.
Mm.
But as regards to the words you are saying, and the person invite her for home service, and he pay her for the home service. So why does he want to take bribe now or take advantage of the girl wedding to eat more money? See the type of life we Nigeria, we are running, eh? We are not specific with our life. It's very bad.
All right. Thank you for calling. My husband says this woman was not scammed. She charges extra for bridal makeup. It's either A, bridal makeup has some extra gengen to it, or B, bridal makeup is exactly the same as regular makeup. If the option is A, then since they called her without asking for bridal, she did not give the bride any extra gengen of bridal makeup. So there's nothing to charge extra on. Any attempt to charge extra is an attempt to charge extra on regular makeup, which is fraudulent. If the answer is B, then this means as a business model, she is charging some customers more for the same quality of makeup, which is fraudulent. QED. The fact that she's a scammer and is now shouting makes her unreasonable. I don't want to read what he wrote there. Thank you very much for your message, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you for being a part of the show. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Prince. This is my first ever time calling the show.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here, our very special guest of honor. Was this woman scammed?
No, this woman was not scammed.
She wasn't scammed, huh?
She's a scammer.
Ah, what?
The truth of the matter is that I don't like you. Well, my own personal view, I don't like makeup.
Okay.
I mean, because makeup just gives you a false image of like a pretense of a look that is not real.
Okay.
You know, my wife doesn't use makeup. She's beautiful. She just like, but I like makeup. But you know, there's nothing so special about makeup myself. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is this: this woman booked for a home.
Home service.
Mm-hmm. What she said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you go to the lady's house, mm-hmm. give her a home service mm-hmm. and get out. So whether she wants to use it for bridal, whether she wants to use it for whatever she wanted to use it for, you gave her what she put it for. So I don't know why she's not crazy that she wants to scam. So unless she wanted to quote one ridiculous price,
mm.
you know, for that, you know, to scam the woman. And she got just shit, or she didn't get the money she expected. So I think that's why she's crying for help.
Mm-hmm.
No, but the woman is very sincere.
Okay, all right. Prince, thank you for calling. We hope you call us again. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. My name is Sandra. What's your name?
Good evening, President Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Audu. I'm calling you from the United States of Adigi.
Audu, was this woman scammed?
I think she needs to apologize to the bride.
Ah.
Like, seriously. Okay. Would she have used additional material for the work? Or I don't know. Why would she say she was scammed?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them. President Sandra, she wasn't scammed. Her rate card is supposed to have costs for bridal makeup too. If the bride chose another category and paid, that's exactly what she came to do for the cost on her card. So whether she's a bride or not, the makeup artist did what they both agreed on before she came. Conversely, she's the one with the intent to scam by inflating her cost for the same services because in the name of bridal makeup. St. Michael from Isolo with that message there. Theresa says the truth is that the makeup artist wasn't scammed. When you talk about bridal makeup, it is totally different because it gives you a different look that even your family members might not recognize you. The bride wants something simple that she doesn't want her face to be reshaped. She only cut her coat according to her size. The makeup artist is a former scammer with NAFDAC number. Let her better change before it is too late. Oh my gosh. Femi is joining us from the US. Hi, Femi.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra. Or good evening.
Good evening. Madam. Welcome. Was she scammed, Femi?
Yeah, I'm saying that lady is very funny. She's only being greedy.
Ah.
I think, for real, because I think what she did was that the moment she got to that location, mm-hmm. possibly she was profiling maybe the lady and stuff like that, seeing that maybe this guy, these people are wealthy or stuff like that. If they were broke people, was she going to change her price? That is the question. And moreover, if a tailor should sew a cloth for us, if you're wearing into a wedding, if you're wearing to the market, are they going to charge different prices? So that's the question. So she needs to calm down. Whatever you set as your price should be your price.
Okay.
Don't get to the education and start thinking and overthinking issues for yourself.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Femi, thank you very much for calling from the US. Mike in Lambasa says that girl was not scammed. Instead, she wanted to scam the bride. The bride saw what she wanted and paid for it in full. And she even discovered the bride after the makeup. That means she didn't do anything extra. Why would you charge someone extra for the same job because she's a bride? Okay, we've got this one here. You didn't leave your name, but you say, just one question. On the red card, was there home service makeup charge and wedding makeup charge separately? But then again, from the audio, the bride was not ignorant of what her intentions were. She obviously played the makeup artist a smart one. She knows the business terrain well and exploited the loopholes, similar to what very good lawyers do. And that's what makes them excellent lawyers. Okay, so is that what we should say? So instead of saying that the bride scammed her, we should say that the bride played a smart one on her? But is that like ethical? Is that ethical practice? You know, but I think there's also like a wider conversation about why the destination of the makeup you're doing increases the price instead of the quality of the makeup that you're receiving. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. We've got this one here. From Ifanyi. Ifanyi says, the makeup artist did not organize her market well by asking her client the necessary questions about the job or how many people she's applying the makeup for and if there'll be other services like applying ghillie and other accessories. All right, Ifanyi, thanks for your message. Tokme says, Sandra, she was not scammed. She was outsmarted. In her line of job, she should have asked what the occasion was before charging them. But that's the thing. Why should the occasion determine the price of the makeup? Shouldn't we just get quality makeup, period? Why should the occasion determine the price of the makeup? 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Rose.
Rose, welcome. Talk to me, Rose.
I'm not a makeup artist, but my daughter is.
Okay.
It depends on the quality and the time taken. If she's going for a bridal makeup, she leaves in the morning, get to the bridal's place, the bride's place. She goes with almost all her equipment, like the product she uses is different from the normal one.
Okay.
She goes with a camera, the lightning. You need to see how she carries a box going. The lightning, the video, and she has to be with the bride all through the day. She go with her to the occasion.
Okay.
Maybe she need to change.
Okay.
From the church to the reception, she need to, you know, if there's any the makeup, to make sure the makeup is okay. They need to do some retouches and all that. So she spend all the day with her. So that's why the cost will be higher than a normal client to just go to her house, do her makeup, and go back.
Go back, yeah.
So if that is what she did,
that's what she did. She just went there, did makeup, and went away.
So then she wasn't scammed. But if she has to do the normal one, they have a video, they send a video, they go with her to the event and all that. So that is all I know about.
Okay. Thank you very much. We've got a message here. It says, like it or not, it is trickery. The bride knew that if she had told her it's bridal makeup, the lady would charge more, so she decided to be cunning. I don't know if there's any difference or special addition to the kind of makeup specifications, but then again, did the bride get bridal makeup and pay for ordinary makeup? Women know they support women, know as you can hear from the few callers, they would likely do the same thing, and they're learning this new style. Hope we don't see makeup scattering and fights on social media when someone tries to play smart again, because now like this wahala they start. You know the rules and the price. If you go against it and you meet a mad person, your wedding might just end for that day. But I don't understand. if the makeup person just comes to do your makeup in the house and after doing your makeup they can go, why will the makeup artist show you madness if they on their way out discover that you are the bride? That's my question. 99.3, hello.
I'm sorry about
it. It's okay. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Toyosi, calling from Kodo.
Toyosi, you're my final caller. Talk to me.
Yeah. I feel that she wasn't scammed. She was just after the money because I was on a skill. I was in educational skills on Girls Empower Girls, and I actually chose makeup to learn. So there was some question that they asked the makeup artist, and there's this particular water that was in a container. It was a product.
Mm.
So we asked her about it. She told us that this is for a bride, that when they have dressed and they want to change or they want to change their makeup, so they'll have to erase the former one they did for her and put another one on her. So this is special for bride. So I feel that the makeup artists for bride are always special than normal party or all the rest of makeups. But just that she was after the money because it's actually a big deal. A bridal makeup is always big money, so they come with big money. Like, they always offer them a huge amount of money, and they're always staying with them throughout the whole day. So I just feel that she was just paying that. Maybe the opportunity, or to she lost the opportunity money. And human used a logic. So human used the logic on her. So she was not scam.
Okay.
So she was just she used her intelligence.
She played smart. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling Toyosi and sharing your thoughts, Lagos. That's where we'll wrap it. We bring you the Step Down every Tuesday. On the Step Down, we have very light-hearted conversations. We step away from current affairs. We get very personal, and there's nothing as personal as makeup and weddings. Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, I'll be back at 3 p.m. to bring you the Big Three. At 4 o'clock, we'll talk about eclampsia. Have you heard about eclampsia? Pre-eclampsia, eclampsia. Have you heard about it before? We'll talk about it tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It's something that can happen to women who are pregnant or waiting to have their babies. Tomorrow, 4 p.m., we'll have that conversation. And then at 5 o'clock, Balogun on Broad will take the air. I will have someone from Matan join us to talk to us about this VAT Direct Initiative project. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S. Ezekwesili on all social media platforms. S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Those were Hard Facts. Lagos, have yourselves a fantastic evening. Good night.